Today is Daf Nun Tes. We are on Nun Tes Amud Beis by the My Timer. So basically, yesterday we had a machlokas we had different ways that you're taking off to the Meiser Behema. So one of the cases they brought down was instead of you actually taking the tenth, you took a tenth. You had 100 animals, and instead of counting them and taking the tenth one, you just grabbed 10. Or you had 10 animals and you grabbed one without counting them. The Chacham said it's not good counting. And Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that it is a good counting. So the Gemara asks, my time at Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda say that even if you take a tenth, and not necessarily the tenth, then Chal Kedushas Meiser on the tleth? The Gemara answers, it's a few steps. Sabalei ka'aba Elazar ben Gomel. Number one, he holds like Abba Elazar ben Gomel, the Sanya, we learn in Abraisa, Abba Elazar ben Gomel Omer, he says, we're going to bring down a pasuk by Truma's Meister. Again, what you do is you take off, you know, every year you take off Truma, you give that to the Kohen, and you take off Meister Rishon, which you give to the Levi, and the Levi has to take off Truma's Meister and give that to the Kohen. The Levi has to actually give a tenth of what you give him. What you give to the Kohen is actually Chita Achas for Teres HaZakri, but we don't run the bottom, we say 140th, 150th, 160th, depending on the type of person that you are. So the Pasuk is talking about the Truma's Meister, but the Pasuk says Truma in Lashon Rabbim again. So we're going to learn out. And he says, "V'nechshav lachem trumaschem kadogam in agorim kavleiv demiyekev." So the Brisa says, "Shtei trumos hakasim medaver." The pasuk is talking about two trumos. Which ones are those? Achas trum gedola. One is trum gedola that you give to the kohen, and the other one, the achas trumas meiser, the trumas meiser that the Levi will give to the kohen off of the one tenth of the meiser that he received. And there's a hekesh because you compare the two of them. Kishem shat truma gedola, and he tells ba'omid just ubi machshava, just like Truma Gedola can be taken off. There is no need to actually do the exact measurement. You can do an estimation and pull it off. And B'machshava, you also can do B'machshava, meaning you don't necessarily have to do the action. You can think and say this side, you know, you have certain situations where you have this issue. You say this side is Truma and the rest of the Korean and later just make the separation. You can do it with that and B'machshava. So too, right? Ach Trumas Meiser, he tells Ol Machshava. So too, Trumas Meiser can be taken off with estimation and with machshava. Okay, that's step one. Step two. Now, that's what we're talking about truma. We have truma gedola and truma's meiser. Now, meiser kari rachmana. Now, step two is meiser, which is, I'm assuming, meiser dagon, right? The regular meiser that we take off, that is also oft times called truma in the Torah. Meiser kari truma, dichsev, because the pasuk says, ki es meiser b'nei Yisrael asher yirimu lahem truma. It's called a truma. So now that, since it has a truma, Meiser also can be taken by Omer Ube Machshava. And step three, the Itkish Meiser Behem and Meiser Dagon. There's a connection, there's a hekish between Meiser Behem, which is our case, to Meiser Dagon, which we, Rashi, each Rashi has a different source. The Rashi Ksaviyad, which I was told the Rashi Ksaviyad is a more authentic Rashi, because if you look at Tosos, when Tosos quotes Perish B'Kutrish, it quotes what's going on in the Rashi Ksaviyad. So the Rashi Ksaviyad says, "V'itkish Meiser Behemel Meiser Dagon Kedamram B'Reisha Pirkin Aser Taser." Two Meisers. The Rashi on top says that it's B'Reisha Pirkin says Esma Asrosechem, and that's what actually Tosos says. It looks like the top Rashi was in response to Tosos' question, but nevertheless, the Meiser Behema is connected to Meiser Dagon, which is called Truma, which allows you to take it for Omer B'Machshava. So to my Meiser Dagon Nita B'Omer B'Machshava, Ach Meiser Behema Nita B'Omer B'Machshava. So too, the Meiser Behema can be taken for Omer B'Machshava, and that would be our case, where you took it for Omer B'Machshava. You didn't do accounting. You just took the tenth. You just grabbed the tenth. A lot to talk about this, but just bring up a few things. Number one, what does it mean that Truma can be taken for Omer? Estimating what? Lead the Araisa, you just take a kernel and you're on your yotze. The Tosos points it out right away. He says, Kishem Shem would only tell us about Omed. So Min HaTorah ain't Shaykh for Omed. There's no concept of estimation when it comes to Truma, because the Chita Achas, Boterach HaSakri. The Lon Nasta Boterach Shir, the Rashi's Nidan HaKsiv. There's no Shir. So we're talking about, you're learning out Truma's Meiser from Truma Gedola, that just like Truma Gedola, you can take with estimation. What estimation? There's no estimation when it comes to one. You don't estimate that. When there's a shear, when there's a size, you can estimate bigger or smaller. That's one issue. An issue before that is basically, do we paskin this way? Do we paskin this way when it comes to too much meiser, when it comes to meiser and all these things? Can we paskin that way? Is there a chachamim that argues on this Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamla? So it's a Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. I think it's a Tosfos in Gittin. I don't remember. Tosfos in Gittin says that no, the Chayim argue that you can't do it, but Omer Machshava. As opposed to the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayis, I think it Maisos says that not only you're supposed to, not only can you do the estimation, you're supposed to do the estimation when it comes to taking off your Maisos Rishon and taking off your then the lady taking off his Shumas Maisos.
That's like great and some of that, but and then we have a.
Right, so that's the next question I have. What does it mean estimating? So the estimation that they're talking about here means that you don't have to count. You can just grab it. But what does that mean? That's what I'm saying. What does that mean? You do estimation here. So if I take off, I have 100 animals and I grab 12. So all 12 are kadosh?
No, but animals tell you to do it under the rod.
No, but the case is here where you didn't do it under the rod.
I understand that.
So but my question is similar to your question. Well, if you're talking about estimation, when you estimate, sometimes you do more. So what if you do more in the animals here? So you had 100 animals and I just grabbed. I mean, first of all, it's hard to figure out an estimation when it's so clearly and so large. But I grabbed it. Now I have 12. Right? So all 12 can go on the Mizbeah? You're talking about Kachim over here. Albeit it belongs to me, but I'm supposed to bring them as a carbon.
Yeah, but more than less.
Okay, but not necessarily. If the Chiv is only have Meiser of 10, so I estimate that I give more. So if I estimate I give more, I gave the Levi more stuff. Wonderful, I gave him more. I estimate I give more, now I'm doing 12 Kulun Lazara possibly.
Maybe once you do it via estimation, it imparts
the Kedusha on it.
Exactly.
I think that's a good Kedusha.
Doesn't the Mishnah say, I want to make sure we give through
estimation? Yeah.
What does that mean?
We made Truma. Well, that's the Truma.
Whatever.
If it says Truma, then I don't have a problem with that. I don't know. The other questions they have, if Truma can be, if everything can be done with Machshava,
yeah.
If you don't want Machshava, what's the problem with Shabbos? Why can't you take Maestro? What Tikkun? They didn't do anything. So there's some say that Machshava equals Maestro. That's how some people answer. What's the Tikkun if I do with Machshava? Another question that they had to bring down, this was the conversation of Rekiva Eger's wedding. So at Rekiva Eger's wedding, they asked, it sits in the back here. In the conversation of my wedding, of the chuppah, I asked my grandfather whether the Bulls beat the Jazz again. And then he slapped me. But, serious. But, there was a game that Jordan hit that shot. He brings down here, over here, he says, Rishon Rabbi Akiva Eger, he brings a letter from his uncle, the Gaon Rav Wolf Eger. So at the Suda of the Chatznos of Rabbi Akiva Eger, they asked whether you can count Sviris Omer by writing, al yidei ksiva. Well, you can do it al yidei ksiva. Right? And he says, v'kasov she'en yachol varach ha'ksiva, you can't make a bracha on the ksiva. And he brings a raya from what the Beis Yosef says, that the reason why you make the bracha of al v'dikas chametz, and you don't make the bracha on bittel, even though bittel is the doraisa, is because it's bittel's believe, the emir varachim advar v'sha believe. And that therefore, Svirsa Omer, you have to make a bracha on a maisa, and you mainly have to see that you have to be motzei dominion, because if it was only believe, You wouldn't be able to make a bracha. You wouldn't be able to make a bracha. It was done in your. So his father-in-law said that it can't. That's not true. It's not true. That whole thing is not true. Because what do you have by Meiser? You have by Meiser where you make a bracha, a frosh's truma, and you make a bracha. Yet we just said you can do it with machshava. So you see that you can make a bracha on something that's been machshava. So if you can make a bracha on something with machshava, that's what the father-in-law said. So the son-in-law gets up and says, "No, my father-in-law is wrong, because when it comes to truma, there it still is an action. You may be able to separate it via machshava, but that doesn't necessarily constitute the end of the mitzvah. You then have to go and actually do the separation and hand it over to the kohen." So Rabbi Eger says you still have a raya from the Beis Yosef that it's been machshava. That's the.
That's very difficult because you don't have anything like that.
What?
Machshava.
Right, but that's what Kibbeh's answer is. That's his answer. So that's one thing. Another thing that Tosos asks, and this is what bothered me, is that, we have three steps here. What do I need all these steps for? I have step one that says that Truma's Meiser equals Truma. Step two, that Meiser, Dagon is sometimes called Truma. And step three, that you can compare Meiser Behemoth to Meiser Dagon. But what do I need this whole thing about the Meiser, Truma's Meiser? Just say that Meiser Dagon is compared to Truma, and Meiser Behemoth is compared to Meiser Dokim. Two steps. We don't need that step to learn out Shum Aschad that you have to hold like Abba Allah Ben Gomel. Tosfos I saw addresses it, but I didn't fully understand the answer. But I thought, I don't understand why you have to go through that whole first step process. The whole idea is just to get Meister Behemoth to be compared to Truma. So what do I care about about Truma's Meister? Alright. So there's a lot more to talk about there, but Ayin Sham. So Amar Rava, next case. Rava says, Asiri me'elav hu kadosh. The tenth one is kadosh automatically. Nine go out, the tenth one is kadosh automatically. The Orsameh points out that means only if there are ten in the corral. If there are 11, 12, 13 in the corral, well, I don't know what the tenth one is until it goes through. Right? So, but if there's 10 in the corral, 9 go out, the 10th one is automatically kadosh, even if it doesn't go out. So, Minoli Rabbah, where does Rabbah know this din? So, Ili, Mahadisanya, maybe learns it out from the following, it's a medrash in Torah's Kohanim. Maybe it says, Ainli, right, that the Kedushas Chal, Ela Shakarish Moasiri, that I called it the 10th one. I said, this is the 10th one. But, Lo Karish Moasiri Minayin, if I did not call it the 10th one, how do I know that Kedushas Meister Hema is Chal on this animal? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk comes to tell us, Ha Asiri Ye Kodosh, Mikol Makom. The 10th one is holy, Mikol Makom, wherever it is. So Gemara says, oh, the Dilma, maybe there, Asiri Hudulo Kare. You didn't call it the 10th, but nevertheless, Kodosh Kare. You called it Kodosh. So this animal came out, I said, you're Kodosh. I didn't say you're the 10th one, therefore you're Kodosh. So maybe that's why it's Kodosh, because you called it holy. But maybe if you didn't say anything, it's not holy. So it's not a Raya necessarily from Rava. So Ella, they had this on you. Maybe learn it out from the following Brisa. You messed up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ninth one calls out. I call the ninth one Karlo Tishi Asiri. I call the ninth one Asiri. And then Yatsa Asiri below Dibir. Then the tenth comes out and I don't say anything. So the tenth one comes out, nothing, it's not called anything. The ninth one came out before, I called it the tenth. I messed up. So the Brisa says, Tishi Necha B'mumo. The Tishi can't be brought as a carbon, but you have to treat it with a little bit of Kedusha, and therefore you can only eat it until when it gets a mum. Treat it as holy until you get some mum. Asiri Meiser, and the tenth one gets Meiser. The tenth one is Meiser, meaning Me'ela Hu Kadosh, because you didn't say anything about it. It's Me'ela Hu Kadosh. So Gemara says, no, but Dilma Shani Hasan, maybe there it's different. The Ibarar Le Asiri, because in the end, the tenth one came out, and it was clear that this is the tenth one. Inami the Achve Ilave, that maybe in that case is you didn't call it, but you colored it. You touched it, and you knew it was the tenth one. I mean, you made it clear in that instance. You did something, you made it clear that it was the 10th one. Maybe that's the reason why the 10th one is holy, but if you didn't say anything, you did nothing, it just sat in the corral and didn't do anything, maybe it's not holy. So Ella, where's the Raya? Rabba learns the idea that the Asiri is Kodesh Me'elav, they had the Sanya, from we learn the following Brisa. Kara Latishi Asiri, I call the 9th one the 10th one, okay? And then Umes Asiri Badir, and then the 10th one dies in the corral, nothing ever happens to the 10th one, it doesn't come out, right? So Tishi Necha B'mumo, the ninth one, you only can eat it when it gets a mum. The Kulam, and all the eight that came out, meaning a tenth was never taken. So those eight possibly aren't putter. But Mara says, no, those eight are putter, they're Peturim, my time of Kulam Peturim, La Mishum the Kaddish Le'asiri, must be because the tenth one, even though it died in the corral, that tenth one was Kaddish Me'elav, and therefore these eight are potter. The ninth one is really potter because you can't eat it, you have to wait for a mum. So you see, if you didn't say anything to the tenth, it's Kadosh Me'elav, because why else are the other eight potter?
You don't have 10 anymore.
You had 10 when they were walking out. So Gemara said, the Brisa says, but deal with iftu with minyan haroyu. It's a din of minyan haroyu when it comes to Meiser. Look at Rashi on top. Rashi says, minyan haroyu. Kishayotsu tisha b'pesach, when the nine animals went out, Hayisham minin haroi laser. The tenth one is dying afterwards. When the nine all go out, the tenth one is alive. So they were roi to be putter. There was a minin haroi at the time. Sha'adayin hayasiri kayim. The tenth one was still alive. Sha'ayroi latse sacharin lepotron. It was roi to go out. You know, it was almost. It was ready to go out. The cave of the roi latse, and since it's roi to go out, Dami Kimandi Yotzakvar, it's similar, as if it went out already, upatra is a minion, and therefore putter is the count. The commandment far as time up about iu gufo mi lo have kodesh atzi yotza, but it itself may not be kodesh until it goes out. So there's no raya. I mean, those are the nine that the eight and the nine are potter because maybe say they're potter because there was a minyan haroi, not because the tenth one became kodesh. Minyan haroi is enough to make them potter. If the kodesh is when meisters, that if the animals go out and while they go out there was a minion, a pen, they're putter, even if the tenth one doesn't come out. But that doesn't necessarily mean the tenth one was kaddish. Rava says the tenth one is kaddish automatically. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the Amar Rava, because Rava says, min arayi poter, yeah.
You count it an hour later, right?
Right, you do it at the time.
No, let's say an hour later, the thing is dead before you even do the count, right? Before they have nine left.
Well, that's not a minion arayi.
They're all putters.
No, they're not putters, you just have to wait for the next ten.
They only have ten.
Okay, so I only have 10, and before I count, one dies. Now we have 9. I'm out of the parsha. If the 10th is born, then I have to do it. When we say putter, that means they no longer have to be counted again. The Gemara says, Ella, what's the raya? Meha, it's from here, Desanya. We have a brice that says, Kara latishi asiri. You call the 9th one the 10th one. Vinishtayi asiri badir. And the 10th one just stays in the deer. You didn't do anything to the 10th one. Atishi necha b'mumo. The 9th one has a little bit, you know, as a semblance of kedusha, therefore you can only eat it when it gets a mum. The asiri meiser, the tenth one is holy as meiser. You didn't do anything. Raya to rabba, clear raya. Why don't they bring that one first? I don't know. I think it's very infrequent that you call the fourth one the tenth. The ninth one you call the tenth because there's a room for error. Yeah, they call the first one 10. They call the first one 10, maybe going down, 10, 9, 8. I don't know. I have to look at there. It seems here. It says 9. They call the ninth one 10. The ninth one 10, then we're going to bring a brisa. Now, also, we'll be called the 11th one 10. Because those are the ones that close to 10. You can make the mistake. So Gemara says, how's that? We just said that in this case, Karlatisha Siri, Vinishtayar Sibadir, the ninth is Nechab Amumo, and the tenth is Meiser. Vahatanya Tishi Chulin. We have a brisa that's a complete opposite. The ninth one is Chulin completely. You don't have to wait for a mum. You can eat it. You can grill it up right then and there. So Gemara says, Tani Tana Kameda Rav Sheshes. The Malamde Abraisa set in front of Rav Sheshes. Hi Mani. The Mishnah that says, the Bryce that says that the ninth one is Kulin, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudahi. That's called to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. The sign that we learn in Abraisa. Okay, so you have to let's read the Bryce and then we'll give a little intro. The sign of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishim Rabbi Shimon. The ninth one is also not considered kadosh unless you were uprooted the name of the tenth from the tenth. So, talking about the Mishnah, it's tomorrow's daf. Talking about Mishnah tomorrow's daf. Mishnah there says, "Karu latishi asiri." You call the ninth one 10, ula asiri tishi, and you call the tenth one 9, ula chadasar asiri. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 9, 10. Right? So I counted the ninth one 10. I counted the 10th one 9 and the 11th one 10. So I uprooted the Shem Asiri from the actual 10th one. I called it 9. That's the case of the Mishnah. Right? So the Mishnah says that Shloshon Mekudoshin, all three are Kodesh. In what way? The 9th one is Necha B'mumo. It's Kodesh that you can't eat it regularly. You have to wait for it to get some mum. The Asiri is considered Meiser. And the 11th that you call the 10th, that's Hukav as a Shlomim. That's the case. The Mishnah continues there and says, Karla Tishi Asiri. He called the ninth one 10, La Siri Asiri, called the 10th one 10, and he called the 11th one 10. I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 10, 10. Right? So three of them are called are 10. So, in this case, the 11th one is not Makudosh at all. Because I didn't uproot the name Asiri from the 10th one. So long, the klal is, Kol Shenek or Shem Asiri Menu. So long as you did not uproot the name of the 10th from the 10th, the 11th one is not Kadosh. That's what the Mishnah says about. But what about this case? What about the ninth one? What about the ninth one? In our first case, where I called the tenth the ninth, and I called the ninth the tenth, the ninth got a little kedusha. What about in this case, where I called the tenth the tenth? The 11th didn't get any kedusha. Does the ninth still get its kedusha? So the Tanna Kamma holds that no, you don't have to uproot it in order for the ninth to get kedusha. Even on this case, the ninth gets kedusha Necha B'mumo. Comes from Shimon ben Yehuda, and the name of Shimon says, no, Apatishi. Even the ninth one is not kadosh, doesn't get that semblance of kedusha unless Eliyin Kain Nekashem Asirim Memeno, unless you didn't call the tenth the tenth. He's going to say the ninth is the same thing as the 11th. They only get whatever kedusha they get if you don't call the tenth the tenth. So that would be the Bryce over here, which says that Hatishi Chulin, what's that case? That's the case in the next Mishnah, according to Rav Shimon. You call the ninth the tenth, the tenth the tenth, the 11th the tenth. In that case, he would hold the ninth is not kadosh. Because he didn't uproot the Shem Asiri from the tenth one. And he says that Svara is like him. Vahadin no same. I make sense up his Svara. Uma acharasar. When it comes to the 11th one, which is very chamor, Shehu ose kedushali kare, that if you were mevatel, if you called the 11th one 10, and the 10th one 9, that the 11th one actually gets kedushas mizbeah. brought as l'shlamim. It gets kedushas mizbeach. Eino kadosh eli im kein nekar shem asiri hameno. It only becomes kadosh. It only gets that status if you uprooted the tenth, the name of the tenth from the tenth. You call the tenth the ninth. So it only gets that status of kedusha if you messed up on the tenth. She'ein atishi, the ninth one, which is more meko. She'ein osek kedusha likarb does not get kedusha mizbeach. So you're not allowed to eat it because it gets a mum. Eino din, it doesn't get that kedusha. It's kavachomer. Sheim nekar sheim asiri menu inim lo lo. It only can get that lower level kedusha if you mess up the tenth. They're saying the 11th, which gets such a strong kedusha, if you mess only gets that strong kedusha if you mess up the tenth. The ninth, with the lower level kedusha, also doesn't get that level until you mess up the tenth. The kedusha can't be chal until you mess up the tenth. So that's Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. But the gemaras, the chachamim say back, no, he no tennis. Your svara actually works the other way. How you would say it? We say it like this: Achadasar shehu osek kedusha likarev, the 11th one that can get kedusha to be born in the mizbeach. That's only in nekar shem asiri hamenu. That's only if the tenth, if you messed up by the tenth, you call the tenth ninth. In ilolo, but if not, not tishi sheino osek kedusha likarev. The ninth one is still, it's such a weak level. In other words, he's saying that the chachamim is flipping around, saying because it's so, in order to make kedusha a mizbeach, you need to really mess up. But to make kedusha of nechal b'mom, who says you need to mess up? That could be chal easy. That's what he says. Im nechar shem asiri menu in ilolo, but tishi she'eno se kedusha likarev, apa gadol nechar shem asiri menu. Even if you don't uproot the shem asiri from the tenth, you still have that problem with the ninth. But the whole point was, is that we seem to have a steer between two brises. The case was, you called the ninth one the tenth, so the one brisa said that the ninth one is nechal b'mumo, and one brisa says that the ninth one is cooling. So it depends who you go like. If the case would be, you call the ninth the tenth, the tenth the tenth, and the 11th the tenth, so in that case, the Chachamim would say the ninth still has the kedusha of Nechal b'mumo, but Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rav Shimon, says no, that once you, if you don't uproot the Shem Asiri from the tenth, nothing's chal on the ninth of the 11th. Now the Gemara is bringing another reason why the Chachamim are cholik on Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. Inami, another reason to explain the difference, you can say, Achadasar Ibarale Asiri. When you count 11, the 10th one was already counted. You messed up the count, but the 10th one's already in existence. It already counted. Okay?
Went out already.
So, e-nekar shem asiri himenu in. So, only if you messed up that count of 10, then the 11th one will get the kedusha. E-nekar shem asiri in, e-lo-lo. Batishi, the 9th one, the akati lo ibarle asiri. You call the 9th one 10. So, it's going to get its level kedusha no matter what, because it's getting it even though the 10th one hasn't come out of the Torah yet. You haven't done anything to the 10th one yet. Even if you don't uproot the 10th, and you don't call the 10th messed up by the 10th one, the 9th one still gets its kedusha. Because the 9th is happening before anything can happen to the 10th. There's a totally different case between the 11th. The 11th is only happening after you called out the 10th. The 11th is only getting kedusha if you messed up the 10th. If you didn't mess up the 10th, why would you do anything with the 11th? I already counted 10. Now I call the 11th one 10, big deal. 10 went through already. But the 9th one is pre-existing the 10th. So its status will change right then and there. And then it's a two medium, and that's all I have to say about the matter. That's all I have to say about that. There's nothing else to discuss that the Chachamim are right, that if you mess up on the 10th, the 9th, even if you don't uproot the 10th, if you call the 9th the 10th, it's still Nechal b'mumo. Okay.
Once the 10th one comes out, that is considered a Maisa. The Maisa you having
presented. Well, that's what we were discussing. It is considered Maisa. That's what Rava said. Rava said, Asiri me'ilavu kadosh. It's automatically kadosh.
No, but come the same. Once it comes out, number 10, even though you called it, whatever you called it, isn't that like the fact that it's number 10?
It's kadosh, right. The 11th one is not, the 11th one, when you mess up and you call the 10th the 9th and the 11th the 10th and the 11th is hukar al mizbeach, it's not hukar al mizbeach, it's a shlomo. The 10th one is still the Meiser. Okay, so now we mentioned the idea of Minyan Haroyu Potter, which means at the time of counting, when you were counting the first ones, there was a Minyan of the animals, that's enough. So Amar Rava Minyan Haroyu Potter. So Minoli and Rava Ha. From where does Rava know this din? So we're going to bring a couple choices. Ilayna Yehadetana, maybe learn it from the following, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, right, I started counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and the 7th one jumps back in. Right, so kafetz echad min haminuyin l'sochon jumps back into the corral. Kulan peturin. Everything is putter. The ones that went out are putter, And the ones that are still in the corral are putter. Whole question that we have probably discussed yesterday, whole question about why they were putter, in the putter of a row, you still be able to count them. But we say that they're all putter, right? So, right, kula peturin. Minuyon, the ones that you counted, are gufayu the ipteru. The minuyon are counted because labim minin haroi, maybe they are putter because they, like minin haroi, because when you counted, I have 347 animals, I counted 7, when they went out, so they're putter because they left a minin haroi. I don't care that the 7 ones jumped back in, these guys were counted regularly, these guys were counted okay. So isn't that minin haroi? So he wants to know, dilma di isar I lavayu. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case that we're talking about a case of where you already counted 10. The 10th one jumped back. You already counted 10, right? Rashi says, which one, which Rashi should I read? Rashi says, deal with the... Yeah, he's saying the ones that you counted, but maybe he's saying the one that counted, the reason why putter is what counted back was one where you completed the count already. I counted 10, and then the 7th one jumped back in. In other words, it jumped back in after I did a count of 10. Maybe that's the case. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. But he, lo matzis amrit, you can't say that. Hatani min hamu'usirin l'tochan. The next case of the Mishnah was where was that case, where mu'usarin is mashma, where ones were Mice was already taken from one of the first 10. So that can't be the racist case, right? V'hatani min ha-musari l'sochan. The Gemara says, wait a second, maybe exactly what you're saying, David. The Dilma, my musari. No, musari doesn't mean one of the animals that were already counted that mice were taken off of. Musari means mice dafka, one of the animals that was set aside as mice jumped back in. That's the case you're talking about.
He's marked.
But you forgot to mark it. Right, you got the marker. You didn't use the sharpie, so it didn't come up. So dekanami dekatani yiru actually stop. Right, it says dekanami dekatani yiru. Now, if you're talking about the tloyim that were ready had meiser taken off, why are they all yiru stopping? Those should be allowed to be eaten. It must be they're talking about a case where the actual meiser went back. So the second case is where an actual meiser animal jumped back in. That's the second case. So that's the second case, and the first case can be where one of the first 7 jumped back in, and then you have a raya. You may have a raya for Rava. The Gemara says, "No, that can't be because we're doka the raya." He says, "The dilma isar alavayu." Oh, no, exactly. Our havamin was to say that it was part of the minyan haroi. Minyan haroi. Then we said, no, maybe it's because of the case of where one of the an animal that the mice was already taken off from it jumped back in. We said, that can't be the case, because that's the case of the Sefer. So no, that's not the case of the Sefer. The case of the Sefer is where the animal that was called mice jumped back in. So the ratio can be a case, the ratio can still be a case of where one of the original 10 jumped back in, so you don't have anything of saying that it's putzer because it's minyan haroi. Minyan haroi would mean if it only had 7 that came out. The ratio can be a case where I had already counted 10, and then one of those jumped back in. So I don't have a raya for Rava yet. So Ella Amar Rava. Rava says the raya is from as follows. The Amar Rava, the pasuk says, Gabi Maisa Behemet says, Kol Asher Ya'avor Takas Hashevet. So it says, Ya'avor V'lo Shekvar Avar. And not one that was already counted. Right? Meiser is only anything that passes through the rod, under the rod, not one that already passed under the rod. Lo Shekvar Avar. And my Shekvar Avar. What does it mean, Shekvar Avar, that it was already, that already passed under the rod? If we're talking about a case where a part of a group of 10 and therefore already passed through the rod, so Tzrichla Memra, so you have to tell me that. It already was counted out and it was the unlucky first 9, that's not the 10th. So I need a pasuk to tell me that doesn't get counted again. El alav iftaru luhu b'min haroi yishmai minah. Talking about a case where it went through under the rod once, the 10th one then died. But it was a minyan haroi. So when it went out, it was already susceptible because it was in an area, in a situation where you could have had a valid count. That doesn't come back in, because therefore you see minyan haroi, if there will be minyan haroi. Minyan haroi, as long as it's, if I have 10 animals, I have 15 animals, and I start counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the other ones, we'll see now, the other ones go out another door. Well, those 6 are putter. Because when I started counting those 6, they were part of a minyan haroi. Now we're going to have a bunch of situations. Well, first we have a brisa. Panya kavasi the Rava. We have a brisa that supports Rava, which is basically says exactly what Rava says. Hayulah asara tolayim. You had 10 tolayim. Dichlisa madir. Brought him into the corral. Umana chamisha. I counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Umates echad mehem. And now one of the original one, and one of them dies. Let's figure out which one dies. Im min hamenuyim mase. If one of the five that came out died, mone, you continue counting, umashlim alehem, you continue counting, and the tenth one becomes meiser. Im she'enam minuyin mase, if one of the five that's left in the canal, minuyin paturim, the first five are putter, because they were counted during a valid count, she'enam minuyin mitstak negorin echer, and the four that are left over, they're not putter, they can go into another group. If I get six more, I can put them into the group. You see clearly though that the first five are putter. Why? Because they were counted at a time when there was a minion. The Amarava. Next case. Hayulo arba asar tloyim. You just have to work them out now. You had 14 tloyim. Okay, you have 14 of them. The echnisim ladir. And I put them into the corral to start taking miser. So one of these 14 is going to be miser. Four are going to be left over probably to go later. What happens? The yatsu shisha b'pesach zeh. Six go out from the opening I made. The achar, the arba b'pesach zeh. And four go out the other door. They don't go out tachat the same shevet. The arba nishtar yusham. And four are left in the corral. So what's going on? So osam arba, those four, im b'pesach hashisha yetsu, if they go out the same door as the first six, so then 10 went out from that door, notel echamehem, you take one of them as meiser. The hashar, notel echamehem, right, notel echamehem. What, so, right, let me start again. 14. Six go out from one door, four go out from another door. Now, if the next four go out with the door of the six,
they go out the same door,
okay? Six go out through door A.
Okay.
Four go out through door B.
Okay.
The next four go out through door A. Okay, so I had 10 go out through door A, so that means I take one of those as meiser. Now what about the four that went out through door B? V'ashar mitztakin to go in acher. They did not get a count. Because they weren't counted as a minyan aroi, because when they left there was only eight left in the corral, and they don't count because they went to a different, so just, it's as if they left the scene. And they can combine with, when they get another six, you can combine, right? The imlav. Now, if those four did not go out from the Pesach, didn't go out through door A, rather they went out through door B. So I had six go out through door A, and now I have eight go out through door B. So shisha paturim, the first six are putter, because when they left through door A, there was a minion. They left when they started leaving. There was ten. The arba, and the four that first went out through door B, and the second four that went out through door B, mitztakin the goren acher. They combined to go to the next goren, to go to the next counting. Next.
So now you down, wait for another two.
Wait, the another two here, because you have eight now. It's the same rules. If you leave, if the animals leave during a time when there was a minion aroi, those animals are putter. If the animals leave a different area when there was no minion left, then they're not putter. I guess.
Wait till the next cycle.
No, not the next cycle. I have them in a different. They could be born. They can be born. I have another bunch of cows that I didn't bring into the deer that are pregnant and they give birth.
Well, anyway, but you can go through the next cycle, right?
You can't go to the next deer, but the next you can't go because you can't be mice behemoth from one year to the next. But you can do it next. If it's a Tishrei, I can do it in Adar. Yes, I have those three times I'm supposed to do it, but they're still Mitzari the whole year.
You have to now
keep
track of which one is
the. Yeah. Okay, next in. Yatsu arba b'pesach zeh. Let's say four go out through door. Again, I have 14, right? All right. So I have four go out through door A. B'shisha b'pesach zeh. And six go out through door B. B'nishtai rusham arba. And four are left in the corral. Im osa arba b'pesach shisha yatsu. If these four follow the six and go out through door B. Nota mehen echad. Then just the opposite. You take one of them as Meiser, the Hashar, and the four Tloyim that went out from door A are Putter. Why? Because when they went out from door A, there was a minion. They left the minion. They went first. The Imlav, but these last four don't go out through door B, but they go back through door A. So therefore you have four door A, six door B, four door A. Alright? So Arba, the four that went out from door A, and the Shisha, and the six that went out in door B, they're Pturim. Because each of them left when there was a valid minion. But Arba, the second four that went back out through door A, Mitzdar from the Goren Acher, they get combined to go to another. It's the same rules. It's the same rules. And another din. Yotzu Arba bePesach Zeh. Four go out from door A. Then Arba bePesach Zeh. And four go out through door B. Okay? V'nishtayu Sham Shisha. Now I have six left. Im Oson Shisha Yotzu bePesach Echad. If those six go out from either of the door A or door B, no tel mehem echad, you take one, v'ashar, the other four are patur, because you have a minion, the imlav, but if they don't go out all in one from one door, I guess, they go out from door C, or they stay in the corral, don't go out at all, so arba paturim, the four that went to door A, if one went to door D, door B, a putter, the shisha, and these six that are left here, they go for a goren acher. They go into another goren. Same halacha. So my kamash malon. So what's the my kamash? What does come to teach us that the minyan haroi you put there? That if you, as long as you leave from a minyan, you put there. The Gemara says v'ha amar Rav chad zimna. Rav already said that. So what do I need all these cases? What do I need all these cases? The Gemara says ma detema vaday minyan haroi aminon suffik min haroi the chazi lachacha the chazi lachacha lo aminon kamash malon. That it still counts. The Havamina would be that only if it's a Vadim Min Haroyim. But here, it's not necessarily a Vadim Min Haroyim, because it's a Suffolk. Maybe they'll go out through a different door. Maybe they'll go out through the other door, and then, let's read again. Ma'u the Tema, maybe say Vadim Min Haroyim, that only if you know that the Min Haroyim is going to, they're going to be 10. What's the case to be that they're 10, and those 10 are Vadai Omeid to go from the same door, from the door in number A, so maybe they will count, because they're all going to go, but Suffolk Min Haroyim, but in the case where, When I have the minion, there's a possibility that the flyim won't reach Maisa because they may go out through a different door. Maybe in that case, I don't say minion haroi. Kamash Mona, even in that situation, I do say minion haroi.
Well, I think this is where you start from, is where it counts. Meaning that you have 14 in there. So now that obviously when 6 leave, you're only left with, at that time, 8, which is that then the other one leave. Can't you say at the beginning of the whole process you had enough of a minion?
Is that not what we said?
Yeah, no, it seems like it's not. It seems like you had, at the time when the show was up, the other door B, you started again. And the second leave from another exit, you started again the account. No?
Right, but so if they left when there was a minion, then it counts?
Right, no, it seems like you have, once again, 14.
Right.
So 5 leave through door A, now you have 9.
Okay.
Now the other 9 door B would say, well, the man left to door B, then they're on the stop or something else. Or
they go to the next deer. They have to count them. When they left, there wasn't a minion already, so they have to combine with another.
Why can't you say there was a minion? Because when they started in the end.
I think the case is where they don't leave simultaneously. The 5 left first, and then the 5 left with door B second. So when they leave through door B, there wasn't a minion. Yeah, you look. I think you're right, but you look at it at the time that they left, at the time that they walk out. Are they leaving from a minyan haroi? Fine. Stop here. Okay. Have a good day.